Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. We continue our sermon series based on the Gospel of Matthew. Today, the readings are taken from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, and Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 16, and then verses 20 to 24. The talk is by Mike Gillingham, lay reader at St. James, and is entitled, Be Discerning.
The first reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. The sheep and the goats. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was ill and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or ill or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Our Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 34, commencing at verse 11 to 16, and then I'll introduce the next section. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and make them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. And I will search for the lost and bring the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. And then moving on to verse 20. Therefore, this is what your Sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away, I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Of weeks with a question from the disciples about the temple. Jesus said that the temple would be destroyed and not one stone would be left on another. And these are some of the stones toppled from the temple by the Romans. Some of them are actually the size of a minibus. These are not little bricks. They're great, massive stones. How they did it, I have no idea. And how they got them up there in the first place, wonderful. And because it was such a wonderful building, the disciples assumed that its destruction would be the end of the world. But no, that was just 40 years after they were talking, or so, 40 years or so. Now, I hope you're going to forgive me. I've got a five-point sermon. I know really sound sermons have 3 points, but I've got five. So I better get on with it. The first is that there will be a time when Jesus comes to judge the whole world. The whole world will be judged at one particular time. This is the doorway of Notre Dame in Paris, and although you perhaps can't see it, on the right hand of Jesus, who is in the center there, at the point, are the blessed, and on the left side are those who are not. At one time, it was fashionable to assume that humanity was progressing. And perhaps you saw, if you're old enough, the Rise of Civilization series on the television, how we have progressed. And this gentleman, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, was a great paleontologist, interested in the evolution of man. He was also a Jesuit priest. And he thought mankind would evolve to a position where they were perfect. That isn't what the Bible teaches. And frankly, anybody who looks at the news will know that it's a load of rubbish. Are we really kinder, more peaceable, generous to each other? No, not as a world. There's still violence. Jesus is going to come to judge. But we have a rather special judge. One who knows all about what it is to be a human, how our weaknesses are. He is a sympathetic judge, one who loves us. Notice that our picture begins after Jesus has judged. He has judged them. He has separated sheep and goats. So he's now talking to the people he has separated. In a way, this is similar to David's talk last week. People will be separated into those two groups. Some will be banished, some will be welcomed. That's my second point. Some will be banished, some will be welcomed. Not a comfortable message. Now, I find it difficult to picture heaven. Here's one by somebody much cleverer than I, of the great city coming down out of heaven. There is a PhD in theology for somebody on the subject of why Eden was a garden and the New Jerusalem is a city. There's if anybody likes to take that one up, I would love to read what they write. There is a heaven, but much as we would not wish it, some will not be able to stand in the presence of God and with anguish will be banished. Point three, sheep and goat in Israel are very similar indeed. You can look at that little group there, and there are sheep there and there are goats there. And one or two you can think, ah, yeah, that must be a sheep. And others you might think, oh, well, I'm not sure. You need to be a shepherd to separate the sheep and goats. And if we look at a crowd, we really can't tell who is who. That's an important lesson to us. If I look at somebody, I have no idea whether they're going to heaven or not. We're all sinners. Only sinners go to heaven. Only sinners go to hell. Incidentally, that's point three, so you see I'm getting on. But we can't tell just by looking. There are Christians who get this all wrong and assume that they know that that person is so evil they are going to hell. We don't know. We're not the judge. Fortunately, Jesus is a much better judge than we are. And he gets it right. Now on to point four, in case you're getting worried about your lunch. The good deeds mentioned here are easily recognized in today's world. The hungry, the sick, the naked, those in prison, those who have a bare, parched earth where water should be, and need water. But as in last week, there's another aspect. Notice what Jesus says. Whatever you did for brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. This is all about reaction to those who will be spreading the good news. How do we react to those of our brothers and sisters? Oh, and who are our brothers and sisters? Well, in an earlier passage, Jesus is told that his mother and brothers are waiting outside, as if he ought to leave the crowd he's talking to and go out to them. And he says, here are my mother and my brother. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Whoever does the will of God. We're here in the presence of sisters and brothers of Jesus. And incidentally, in case any of you are interested, modern translations often use inclusive language, don't they? But in the Greek, Jesus says, my brother and sister and mother. Jesus expects his disciples to be a family, and a good family at that. As we look at a crowd in our church, we need to discern. Who is it that needs help? Who has problems? Who do we need to be take care of? Now, I am terrible at noticing other people's needs. Jackie, my wife, is much, much better than me and will sometimes comment afterwards something, oh, was she like that? Oh, had that happened to him? I find that what I need to do, and I got practice at this because for a while I was a year ahead and children would come to me and tell me something, and I found the thing I had to do was when I, just a little afterwards, I'd have a think and play it back through my brain. And perhaps we need to do that. When we talk with each other, as we're going to do in a very short time, perhaps there's something in what they said that we need to think about. Oh, perhaps they're worried about this. Perhaps there's a concern that I need to go into. Perhaps somebody did something that was a bit, well, not nice to the to somebody else. We need to look for these things. That's all part of safeguarding. And it will not be a surprise to you that Jesus was very involved in safeguarding. He was a safe person to be with for the children to come to. So that was point four. One more. We've all used them, haven't we? And when those goats say to Jesus, well, we didn't know. But they should have been more aware. The excuse won't wash. And notice, they're not being condemned for anything they did. It's because they didn't do the good that they should have done. And that's my last point. But as you go, as you chatter from here, as you meet people during the week, be discerning. You're meeting brothers and sisters of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, as we have perhaps experienced love within a family, let us experience love in this family. And as there are perhaps faults in families, let us discern faults in this family so that we can show your love and be true followers of you. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.